Hi, my name is Dave Cooper, and I want to welcome you to another in the Alternative to Rehab series of podcasts. Now, in this short series on method, we're looking today at one that I call SAR, or better known as Awareness Acceptance Action. I tend to call it SAR because it reminds me that we are examining ourselves. Now, I want to start with a quote from Carl Jung, one of the famous psychotherapists. He said that we cannot change anything until we accept it. Condemnation does not liberate, it oppresses. And I love this quote because it reminds me that we, as a society, we've kind of lost the true meaning of acceptance. I'm going to come to that a bit later on. But for now, I just want to say that this is one of the most fundamental of all my methods. I would say it is the very basic growth process. And as I say, I call it SAR to remind me that it's an examining process. It's you agreeing to examine yourself. So it's the foundation of self-development and self-reflection. It stands again for awareness, acceptance, and action. And today you're going to learn how it works and just how effective it is. Now, this is a process that I developed many years ago whilst working in residential treatment centres. I've used it for years and used it when working intensively with residential clients that had struggled with the sort of typical, what I would call knee-jerk reactions, which I see a lot in addiction. I see them today just as I saw them then. People were constantly getting into trouble through the reactions without any understanding of how to change them. Now, these type of knee-jerk reactions would be disastrous when mixed with common beliefs in addicted people, such as, I shouldn't feel anything uncomfortable or painful. This is a belief I've seen so much. I've seen people literally run, physically run out of treatment centres at the thought that this is going to become uncomfortable at some point. Now, at this point, they've not even stopped using drugs. We haven't even detoxed them yet, but it's so, this idea that we shouldn't feel anything uncomfortable or painful is such a well-known, such a well-developed belief in addicts. Imagine, say, for instance, the development that we miss when we use drugs. Take, for instance, the developmental periods. Let's look at, say, somebody who uses drugs between the ages of 15 and 25. Look at the maturing processes that they miss during that period. If they're taking drugs as a way of not feeling anything uncomfortable, we know we learn through difficulties. We mature by taking the knocks and learning from them. If you've used drugs during this period, you've missed all of this. And so maybe at 25, you decide you need to stop using drugs. And what happens? Well, it's disastrous. You've got no tools, no maturity of how to cope with life. And you have to take away the one thing that helps you. Now, so often these kind of beliefs would manifest themselves in, obviously, in chaotic lifestyles and lead people to think they're going crazy or that they were incurable, having these reactions all the time. Maybe you're identifying with some of these ideas and maybe you've suffered yourself through this kind of reaction. What I want to show you now is an extremely effective method of growing through difficult experiences. Now, I saw these knee-jerk reactions as a way of shifting from awareness straight to action and missing out on a vital step, which I call acceptance. Now, this is the classic addict dilemma, typical of everybody at times. Everyone does this in some way or another, but in the addict, it can become very dangerous and life-threatening. By introducing the middle step of acceptance, you can grow as a person, recover as an addict, and save yourself all kinds of heartache and reparation, which often comes from making bad decisions, what we might call ineffective action. So before we go any further, let's review now the elements and take a closer look at the process. Now, I think of these elements and the realms in which they live in the following way. If we take, first of all, awareness, I would say that this belongs in the emotional stroke psychological realm, what we're feeling and what we're thinking. That's our awareness. I would say that action belongs in the practical or behavioural realm. It's the concrete stuff. It's what we do, how we actually behave. Acceptance, which is this middle step we're inserting, belongs in the spiritual realm. And so what we're doing is we're taking our state, how we feel, what we're thinking, through to how we behave from a spiritual perspective. So let's define, first of all, awareness. What do we mean when we say awareness? We're saying that it belongs in the emotional and psychological realm. I want you to think of awareness as knowing something. It's knowledge. Knowledge of how something is, how you are, how someone else is. It's information which, although sometimes very helpful, doesn't help you grow or develop unless it's used properly. The stockpiling of information does not bring wisdom or experience of itself. I'm sure we've all met someone who seems to have a great deal of knowledge, but no wisdom. Awareness is constructed once we've made meaning from any event or new information. It's at this point that the information is passed to the brain, which can then be triggered into all kinds of reactions. Learning to intervene in this process is a part of maturity. Of course, the brain also receives information directly, and this can also be a triggering factor. Let's define acceptance. Now, when I suggest a middle step of acceptance, which is in the spiritual realm, you must be careful to first define acceptance properly. Society has quite recently developed a way of thinking about this word that's giving it a really bad press. Acceptance has become just such a terrible thing to do. It's come to mean agreeing with something, putting up with something, doing nothing about it, or believing that something will last forever. It's basically the opposite of doing something. So let's be clear, first of all, on what acceptance is not. Acceptance is not agreeing with something. Acceptance is not saying something is correct. Acceptance is not saying that something is permanent. So how do we define acceptance? I'm saying that when you accept something, you're simply saying that it is real. I don't want you to use acceptance as an alternative to action. Those of you who are aware of the Serenity Prayer, I would say it has a lot to answer for here, because basically it makes a distinction between acceptance and action, basically saying you should do one or the other. I don't like this at all. I think that acceptance is the starting point, even if you're going to do something about it. It will lead you to doing something effective. So I'm not asking you to become a doormat, which is what acceptance has come to mean. I'm not saying that you should agree with what you're accepting or that it will never change. I'm simply asking you to step into the reality of this moment. Now, there's the spiritual element. You see, if you're angry, you're angry. If you're sad, you're sad. If you're frightened, you're frightened. I'm asking you to deepen your awareness, to go from knowledge to a more profound alignment and accept that these things are real. Now, it may be just for now, or it may be just for the next hour, or it may be just for today. But the point is, it's real. This, believe me, is a good starting place. You're lining up with reality. Now, this may seem obvious to you, but I want you to try this little exercise now. Check out how you're feeling. Just go inside now and ask yourself, what am I thinking? What am I feeling? locate that little bit of irritation or that little bit of sadness. Just turn that up a little bit, whatever's going on. Now, it's important that you do this without judging yourself. I know it's not easy, but I want you to try. Just get interested. Accept that just for the moment, it's true. If you've not done this before, you may be surprised to find a more grounded, a more relaxed state after trying this. So, acceptance is entering a state of non-judgment. And again, you can see the spiritual element in that. So the power of acceptance, I think I first learned about it when I was training. I'm sure that's true. We were given this example, and it's a very relevant one when we talk about addiction because it's about alcoholics. And the example is this. The alcoholic who knows he's an alcoholic carries on drinking. No, that's knowledge. The alcoholic who accepts he's alcoholic stops drinking. That's acceptance. Look at how vastly different those two outcomes are in behaviour when we move from knowledge to acceptance. Now, you'll not work with your addiction for long before you start to realise the extent of the difficulties you've made for yourself when you have jumped straight from awareness to action. When you've gone straight from something like sadness, anger, or a feeling of rejection to greater anger, or running away, or using drugs, or gambling, or whatever it is that is part of your addicted behaviour. Any other behaviour designed to fix your state immediately. It's this short circuit, it's this knee-jerk reaction that we're trying to work with. I feel like this, I do that. I feel like this, I do that. It's this knee-jerk reaction we're talking about. Now, of course, our reactions are inevitable and you can't avoid them. You must work with them. So let's look at this for a moment. You see, you cannot stop reactions. We all have them. They emerge from the unconscious and they're based on what is down there already. Your job is to support yourself in shifting from a reaction to a response as soon as you possibly can. And you do this by inserting the middle step of acceptance. Let's just make sure we understand the difference between these two. A reaction is something that comes from your brain. It's immediate. You can't stop it. You don't have to make it happen. And it's lightning fast. A response is more considered. It has a moral element. It's having thought about it. You know, it's reflection. It's a sense of, this is who I want you to know I am. This is my considered response. So we're shifting from a reaction to a response as soon as is humanly possible through the introduction of acceptance. Now, when we take our psychological and emotional realities into the spiritual realm, we give ourselves a chance. We give ourselves a moment. We give ourselves a pause to produce something much more useful. Let me explain it the best way I found, which is backwards. I know, a strange way to do it, but you'll see the point in a minute. You see, let's start with where we want to end up. We want effective action. We want to behave in a good way. We want to act in a way that helps us and doesn't hinder us. Now, how do we do that? Well, it comes from a position of being in line with reality. We have to work with what's real. And I would say this is from a practice of acceptance. But there's a problem. We can only accept something when we're aware of it. We can't possibly just say, oh, I just accept everything. We've got to look at what we are aware of. So you can see in that backwards explanation, you can see how it actually works. So here's the process that I suggest. When you're feeling something is wrong, now I'm talking about any moment here. It could be just an intuition, any sense that, oh, I just don't feel right, or there's something here that I need to look at. Your imagination is giving you that little nudge, and I want you to take it seriously. So when you're feeling something's wrong, I want you to take a pause, take a moment, and go inside. Check out what you're feeling, what you're thinking, instead of trying to run away from this, instead of trying to avoid it by not thinking about it, or to run away from it by taking drugs or by any other of the reactions that you're used to. I want you to do the opposite. I want you to raise awareness. I want you to get interested. And why do we do this? Well, because we need then to take the second step. I want you to accept at the deepest level you can that whatever you found is real. I just want you to accept that it's real at this moment. And then I want you to follow the course of action that emerges. Whatever is produced at that moment, that's going to be more effective. So what we're doing, we're raising awareness, we're deepening acceptance, and we're producing action. Now this last part, producing action, might seem simple or obvious, but I just want you to take a moment to look at that word. Because there's a very big difference between action that is produced and action that is demanded. When you say to yourself, I must be like this, I'm going to stop doing that, I'm never going to take drugs again, I'm never going to shout at you anymore, I'm never going to steal anything, you're demanding something of yourself rather than producing this behavior. And there's a world of difference between behavior that is demanded and behavior that is produced. We are putting behavior at the end of the process, not the beginning. We're saying that when you do this method, you will produce better behavior. You will find yourself reacting differently rather than demanding that you behave differently. Now, with practice, this technique will transform a lot of your more troublesome experiences. You'll find yourself avoiding most of the knee-jerk reactions that have happened in the past. On top of that, I would also say that you will grow and develop as a person much faster when you develop this kind of approach. If you practice this method and find that you're doing well with it, I'd love to hear from you at info@davecoopercounselling.org.uk. If you're finding that you need to practice more, I do want to encourage you to listen to the message again. There's a lot packed in it, so do listen to it again and pick up anything that you may have missed the first time. So in closing, I want to say thank you for taking the time to listen to this today. And until next time, bye for now.